Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. That's going to be the show today. You're going to be coughing a couple times. And I don't have a cough button for you. So just kind of turn around when you do. Not into the mic.
I won't. I'll try not to.
Blow people's ears off.
I know.
You know, because some people listen in headphones. Can you imagine a cough in your ear?
That's annoying. A cough in general is just annoying. I'd rather have a cough than a sore throat, though.
Yeah.
For sure. All day, every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So anyways.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. We're back live. Today's Tuesday, June 4th, which is also my daughter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your daughter.
Yeah, Sarah. And I wished her a happy birthday already. We talked.
Mm-hmm.
So she's 29. She's right at your feet, you know. What do they say? No, at your tail. Right on your tail, right? When someone's close to you from behind.
Yeah, I guess I've never heard that, but sure.
Yeah, drivers say that. You know, driving on my tail or flying, whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely a driving term. I've never heard anybody else use it outside of driving.
A pilot thing. I don't know where I got it. But what I mean is she's right behind you. You just turned 31, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know.
I can't believe you're almost the same age as my daughter, you know?
I know.
I can't believe she's 29. She can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, she won't believe it when she hits 30.
Right.
Yeah. It's always the milestones. Like when I hit 35, I'm going to be like, oh.
Right.
You know?
But do you know how some women at 30, they look really like grown women,
right?
You know?
Right.
I mean, to you, I would still refer to as a girl, you know, or
no,
mm-mm. A woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Because you look young. So does my daughter. Mm-hmm. She looks fucking 16 years old. You know.
Yeah.
So
well, that's good. We'll be hot moms.
Yeah, of course.
One day.
Yeah.
One fucking day. Hopefully.
Yeah, you'll be a MILF, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's true though. But I mean, some women look really
old.
Not old, but older.
I know this chick who's like 23 or 24. Maybe she's 25, but she looks like she's like 40.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, damn, man.
Wow.
I'm blessed out here in these streets.
She must have hit a truck or something.
No, sometimes jeans are just jeans.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of white people age quickly.
They do.
Yeah, like I've met girls in Los Angeles that are in their 20s and they look like they're like in their late 30s.
I'm wondering because fair skin is probably more sensitive to sun.
Yeah, that and a lot of people are getting plastic surgery, which I think ages you.
Yeah, it does.
You know, like people do it for preventative reasons. And I'm like, I think it's actually fucking you up.
It is. I mean, I don't know anybody that's had work done that it's looks good for a long time.
Yeah.
But then again, I guess the celebrities do know how to do that pretty cleverly.
Yeah, I guess some of them. But some of them have gotten plastic surgery and they don't look good.
I know.
Like Jennifer Aniston got plastic surgery and it's like, really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Renee Zellweger.
Oh, my God. Doesn't even look like the same person.
She doesn't look like her.
No.
But she is pretty, but she doesn't look the same anymore.
Mm-mm.
True.
Yeah. Wild.
I know. And that's crazy because, but I have noticed that, you know, you look at other races and they look to age a little better. You know?
I feel like Latin and black.
And Asian too.
Asian, yeah.
Yeah.
Asians age really well too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was an Asian in the restaurant the other day and I was like, how old are you?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, 44. This motherfucker looked like he was 22.
Really?
I was like, 44? I was in disbelief.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, what can you say?
Nothing.
Everybody's got an advantage to their color skin, I guess. Skin color,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. For sure. Facts.
Yeah. So, we took yesterday off because, you know, sometimes I just feel like.
Oh, my God, it was great.
Yeah, you liked it.
As soon as you texted me, I like got right back into bed and passed the fuck out.
So did I.
I was like, good night or good morning.
That was the point, you know, to stay home is to go back to bed.
And I stayed in bed till late because I didn't work till I worked closing last night. That's why I'm kind of tired today. But I went back to bed, woke up, and then I went to go see the movie Ma by myself.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't terrible. I just don't recommend anyone spending $18 to go see it in the theater. Like, when it comes out on DVD, it's definitely watchable.
Why did you want to see it so bad that you
went? I'm just doing movie reviews on my YouTube now. And I just bought the movie pass. It hasn't come yet, so I had to pay the full fucking price for that.
$18, $20 Yeah.
Yeah, but after my YouTube video, I make the money back off that anyway. Huh? So I'm like, whatever.
Good for you. Good for you. This just brings it up. I mean, this is related. They're saying that now you're going to see posts on your Instagram, even of influencers that you're not following.
Yeah, that's been happening.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll say sponsored post. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about this post.
No, sponsored posts are like that. But here it's not sponsored posts. It'll just appear bigger because, you know, they're not going to pay to post their own stuff, right?
Wait, what?
I mean, like, for example, I'm saying, let's say you're promoting something. Right. Okay, and I don't follow you, and then your post comes on my...
Right.
So it's not going to say sponsored. It's just going to be like, it'll stand out, it'll be bigger, they said, or something, you know, that's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, but why would it show up on my timeline if I'm not following that person?
Because they're influencers. They have a lot of followers. Might happen to you too. I don't know.
That's
bizarre. Read that article. I know.
But I'm like, I don't get that.
They want to give you know, an opportunity for people that have a lot of followers to make money. You know.
Mm.
So they kind of help you with your product placements or whatever.
And you probably have to pay for that, right?
I don't think so.
Sounds like you have to pay for it.
Oh, okay. But so what? Then why all the influencers would be on there?
Because they're probably paying for it. So their posts get seen more. Therefore, they get more followers, which means they get more money in the end from all these products.
But even if you're not an influencer, you could put an ad there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
anyone can pay for that.
Right.
I don't think it's necessarily going to be just influencers. I don't know. Yeah, fuck Instagram.
Exactly. Fuck it, man. I just thought you like it because you have so many followers.
No, I don't really have that many followers.
Right.
I have a decent amount. I don't have... Compared to some people, I really have about average.
Average for the influencer level.
Yeah. I'm not remotely close. If I was like 500K plus, I'd be like, all right, I'm okay.
Really?
I'm like very low bracket.
If you put them all together, you have more than 500.
Nope. No. If you're like strictly looking at
Twitter,
Instagram.
Instagram alone.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Okay, well, keep doing what your sister did yesterday. Didn't she do an ass picture or something?
She did a video.
Was it a video? Yeah. I don't know. The thing is that I don't go on Instagram a lot.
Right.
But when I do, suddenly all of yours and your sister's come up all the time.
Yeah.
And in 45 minutes, you already had like 5,000 likes or views or whatever.
Yeah, let's see what that is.
Likes. But that's funny, man. I mean, you guys are like, you crack me up, you know?
She actually deleted it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It was too much, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost a bare ass.
Yeah, it was her bare ass. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, you do things similar. Mm. You tease people with your ass sometimes, I noticed.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes I do.
I like that. I like how sometimes you just get like, you know, fuck you and fuck that, and I don't give a shit. You put like posts and stuff, right?
On my Instagram?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the last ass photo I did, I was just sitting at the pool.
Right.
But I mean, I'm in a bathing suit. Obviously, my ass is going to be out.
No, but I'm going to say, but I mean, like, the things you say underneath.
Oh, I always have, like, some, like, there was one I was walking into my lift last Tuesday. I said, on my way to your man's house. Like, I just do it because people get so pissed off.
Yeah,
it's like, guys, it's a joke.
Yeah. They don't know that.
I'm not going to your boyfriend's house.
That's funny.
People are just so fucking mad on the internet.
It's like,
why are you so mad?
They're such haters, man. I'll tell you why. Because they can hide behind it.
Yeah.
They're probably like mad in real life too, but it's just that they're not going to express it to you.
Yeah, if you're that angry on the internet, you got to be really angry in person too.
And you also got to... Yeah. And you got to think who's behind that anyway. What if it's a 13-year-old that knows nothing about anything?
No, and he's mad at life.
Right.
And she's mad at life. I don't know.
Right. Then you wouldn't pay attention to them if it was in real life, you know?
No,
you wouldn't
never
even notice them.
I literally say this all the time. If I was standing in line at CVS and the person who was talking shit on my picture 5 hours before was standing next to me, I wouldn't even know because that's how irrelevant they are to my
life.
You just get blocked. I don't look at your page. I don't care about your existence. Therefore, if I ever cross paths with you in public, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get why people sometimes cry and stuff about online comments. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
You literally don't know who these people are.
Exactly.
It's dumb.
Yeah, except it's different when you're a business. You know, we were involved in a little thing of one of the hosts that was famous got in trouble by the thing she said to someone. And maybe sometime I'll get detail into it, but it's not that important, I think. But the fact is, there was a little like a controversy of things she said.
Right.
And this was like right around the election and everything. Everybody was like all, jazzed up and everything. So what happened was people realized she has a show here, and everybody started posting on our page both sides of the political spectrum, you know. So it was politics, it was gay slurs, things like that, you know. So suddenly, but she's famous. I'll tell you who she is,
because
it wasn't a secret. Do you remember the Brady Bunch? You never saw it.
I mean, I know of it.
They're doing now like a new thing where they recreated the house, and all the kids now older,
right?
Like about my age, are all there. I don't know
what
the fuck they're recreating.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, they were very famous. You have to understand, this was like America's Family on TV,
right?
It was a story of a man and a woman that met. Each one had 3 kids from before. And I guess they were widow and widower or whatever.
Right.
It's not going to be like divorced at that time.
Right.
So, and they had this this maid or whatever. But at any rate, so one of the girls, Susan Olsen, said some things to someone here at the station. It wasn't on
air.
Well, they were arguing on the air, but the terrible thing she told them was actually on DM and Facebook, like personal message on Facebook, okay?
And then he posted the message.
And he posted that.
I mean, that's what you get. Like, I don't understand people.
So the reason I brought it up, because I had to take sides here, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Look at all these negative comments. If I take her off, people say you're censoring her. If I don't take her off, people will say you're anti-gay. What the fuck do I do, you know?
I mean, I feel like in that position, if I were you, I would have just let it be. Like, you run the radio station, but you can't control people. I mean, everyone has this is a radio station, so
that's
people have freedom of speech. She can say whatever she likes. She's gonna lose followers and fans in the process,
right?
But it wasn't, I don't think it was your, I don't think people sort of put you in the position to be like, well, pick a side. No, I, this is my business. She pays me to come here.
Well, that's the thing, is that people said, oh, so the big headlines, I mean, there were headlines everywhere. Yahoo.com, USA.com, MSNBC, Brady Girl, Foul Mouth, whatever. Even on Wendy Williams, I saw it. They had a little clip of it.
Right.
So that was crazy, you know?
Fuck it. I mean, sometimes bad publicity is good publicity.
I would have been
like, oh, well, I can't control everyone that works here, so. Yeah.
Exactly. But the thing is, that's what people were saying. I mean, I actually contacted one famous lawyer. I said, look what I've got. I have a crisis on my hands with somebody famous. What should I do? You know, I don't know what to do. They're like, just like you said, write it out.
Yeah, I mean, there's like
don't
nothing you
anything.
Could do. Yeah. Fuck
we
it.
Didn't say anything, but I did release a statement saying that we went our separate ways, you know, because she also had left a message on my phone saying I quit, which is not really quitting. They're not our, but she meant she's not going to be here anymore.
Right.
She was part of another show.
Mm.
Yeah. And she wasn't paying either. So because she was a co-host of somebody else.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But no, the bottom line was that we were embroiled in something that was big. And yeah, I didn't know what to do, man. I started looking at like, how do you deal with crisis and shit like that online? Because people were like, you know, I'm not listening to you anymore. You guys are this, you guys are that, you know.
It's one radio show, though. So if people stop listening to that radio show, that's not really a reflection of you. That's a reflection of her.
No. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, I let it ride out, and then it died down. But the thing is, I was shocked because I was getting so many phone messages, too, and emails and everything. I'm like, fuck, man, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want that kind of publicity.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it didn't make us look good, you know? So, but at any rate, so, yeah, you're right about social media and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait till they take the likes and the views off.
Yeah.
And it's just comments. I'm waiting for that. Let's go.
Yeah, that would be good, right?
They already started but in Canada.
I wonder if they're going to do it in all social media. Although
no, it's just
it.
Instagram.
No, but eventually, maybe.
Oh, probably.
Will copy
because
the
they
model.
All copy. They all copy.
Right.
Yeah, they That's all what I'm copy. Saying. Like, I know I follow this girl who's like an influencer, and she was in Canada like a week ago.
Right.
And she was saying out there, they've already taken off the likes and views.
Oh.
It's like already started out there.
But you can see your own, right? You
no.
can see the views.
Nope.
Oh, you can't either.
Mm-mm, they're taking it completely off.
You know what? That's a great idea.
I think it is too. It's going to prevent people from feeling sorry for themselves.
People constantly compare themselves, me included.
Yeah.
You know, I look at other shows, at other stations, and I'm like, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm not. But
right.
that's what everybody goes to. They right. get totally distracted. Let's see how many views they
yeah.
got.
Yeah. See, I've never paid attention to that shit.
Right.
But I know people that are deeply affected by that type
right.
of stuff. And
right.
I'm like, it's like overwhelming for them. And I'm like, right. okay, this is probably a smart move for this app.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. Because like, no, if you have kids and stuff and your kids aren't getting like likes and all this, I wouldn't want my kid to feel like a loser just because he was getting 15 likes as opposed to
right.
1,500, you know?
Exactly, you know, and that's what people don't understand, and I'm glad. If
and
they're
leaving
decide,
the comment section, so you can
yeah.
still get comments. People can still, like, show their love for you. Like, your fans will still have a place to be like, I'm, like, obsessed with you, whatever. Like, if you're narcissistic and you need that to get by, like, that option right. is still there for you.
Right, right. I mean, think about it. In a way, it's like that Black Mirror episode where they
yes,
were
and
rating
so
each other,
frustrating.
Right?
Yes, it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
It was the most frustrating episode I've ever fucking watched.
That's what
watched.
I'm saying. After that one, I didn't watch it anymore. Any Black Mirror.
There's a new season coming out, I think, like in a week or two.
I need to start watching them.
I'm just going to start from scratch on this new season.
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
going to go back.
I know.
It's too far gone now.
Yeah. And besides, it's not like...
it's not like one of those shows where you have to watch episode for episode
exactly.
after episode.
They stand on their own.
And there's some episodes I hated and there were some that I liked.
Yeah.
Like there's some I was like, I can't believe I just wasted my fucking time watching that.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I really, really liked the Tinder one. The dating
yeah.
app one. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tinder? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Tinder?
Well, they did like a dating app episode.
Oh,
and
I
it was
see.
it was a black girl and the white guy.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I only
you did.
Saw about three or four, and then I said, "Enough of this."
Enough of this.
Yeah,
practice.
I know it's been depressing me because it's too real.
Yeah, no, it is though.
You know,
but
I don't want
to
feature like
that. Imagine going
that.
Around and being like five stars.
Right, right.
I'd be like, "Fuck you, dude, and buy my groceries. Give right. me a one star. Mind your business."
What about that dude that was masturbating in front of his computer, and then it was a video in the on the whole internet?
Yeah, yeah. But
one?
It was to child pornography.
Right,
so,
right.
So
yeah.
yeah.
That's one thing you noticed. You told me about this before that I did not realize when I watched it. That
yeah.
it was child. I just thought, okay, so he's got something. He's jerking off to it. That's embarrassing enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, and then they get
so
arrested at the end.
So that changes the episode. It changes the episode. It actually shows you he was a bad person.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
In the very beginning of the episode, he's like in the restaurant as a waiter.
Right.
And he's being really kind to the little girl. And you think it's just because he's like a nice human being. It's because
right.
he's attracted to her.
Wow.
Like a creep.
I totally missed that. So the whole... Yeah, the whole episode changes for me now.
Yeah.
Because I just feel
bad
for
him. I didn't like that episode.
But just think if people did that to you, though. You know how embarrassing that would be?
You shouldn't be doing bad shit then. Facts.
No, no, not with child pornography. I mean regular pornography. You sit in front of your computer.
Oh.
You know?
I mean, I feel like I was watching porn, you guys. People do it.
I know, but you'd be like rubbing your you know what.
I actually don't do
of
any of
camera.
That when I watch porn. I just watch it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just watch porn before I have sex for
right,
the first time.
Right, but you're not a guy, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a guy. It's different.
We have to stroke.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not the same.
No.
If somebody filmed me watching porn, I'd be like, okay, so, and?
Yeah. No, watching is one thing. Yeah. Masturbating is another.
Yeah.
You know? Shit.
No.
The most private thing in the world would be exposed to the world. That's unbelievable. Mm. That's what I'm saying. I would kill myself.
okay, Sam, that's fucking dramatic.
That's true. Because that's dramatic. It goes away, right?
Yeah, all these things. And so,
I mean, look at the sex
stuff. Who cares what people think?
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, who cares?
Yeah.
If a video of me ever leaked, of like a video I sent to a guy and it was everywhere, I'd just be like,
Really?
Yeah, I'd just be like, well, that's lesson learned, never to send a video ever again.
I don't think so. Well, yeah,
I wouldn't be depressed. I wouldn't even care if people were talking shit.
Wow.
The video was sent because my...
So you got like thick skin when it comes to that.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't care. It's just like not caring about people talking online.
Yeah.
If a naked video of mine ever gone on like TMZ or something,
yeah,
I'd just be like, oh, man.
Make money off of it like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton.
Well, number one, blog sites can't leak your videos. They can get sued.
Really?
You know?
Yeah, but...
They can't upload your naked video.
But it could be an ex or something, or somebody that has your video.
Yeah, but what are they going to do with it?
Well, post it online.
And I would be like, you're getting sued, so thank you for showing off my pussy, well, which looks fabulous, by the way.
Right.
And now I'm going to sue you for... Right. For post-traumatic stress disorder.
Exactly. And now they have laws against this.
Yeah, you can't. Revenge
it's a, porn.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can get fucked.
Right. And it's so easy to expose yourself as far as who posted it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
They can get back to you in no time.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Everything you do online, you leave tracks, you know? Yep. People don't realize that. Or maybe a lot are realizing it now. But, yeah, whatever you do, man. Keep it private.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely put a password on your phone, if nothing else.
Exactly.
You know? Fuck. Mm-mm. But with face recognition now, it's really cool, you know? And that's what I said all along. Let's do away with passwords. I mean, passwords are the worst way to protect data. Because all people have to do is figure out the password.
Yeah, but if you make it a password that no one's going to figure out, you're good. Like, my passwords, no one's going
to
figure out.
No, but then you have to remember to put it in every time.
I know so.
Right?
Unless you put it on your computer, which hopefully no one will steal or rob.
No, but what about your phone? What about your phone?
Your password is only 5 numbers.
What?
On your passphone.
Right.
To get into your phone, it's only 5 numbers.
Yeah, but that's hard.
No, it's not.
It is hard. You want to do the math of how many combinations there are? Come on.
Yeah, to break into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like...
No, there's a lot of combinations that it would take forever to crack it just by the password.
Yeah.
But let me give you an example. Let's say you have an app, right? Your bank app or something,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Why do you have to put in the password every time? So now they have face recognition. They have fingerprint. They have all that.
I know. Usually all my apps are fingerprint. And the only time I have to type in my passcode is the fingerprint just isn't working at that very moment.
Exactly.
In time.
And usually they don't work.
They work most of the time.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But the facial recognition on the new iPhones is unbelievable, man. I mean, even if I hold it below my face, it still recognizes me. And that's what I'm saying. Then you don't have to put in passwords.
Right.
So that's, hopefully everybody will start doing that. You know how much frustration I go through with passwords? Even though I have a password, program that saves it on the computer.
Right.
It saves the passwords, right? So every time you go there into the website, it'll put it in automatically for you.
Yeah.
You know, even that sometimes doesn't work. And then what are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
How the fuck do I remember the... Yeah. But at any rate, let's see, movies. I wanted to go see Rocketman.
No, thanks.
No, you're not into Elton John, right?
No.
You'll probably be the only one that's not seeing it because... This man is huge.
No, I get it. And I appreciate Circle of Life.
But you don't like the music.
But it's not, I'm not like a fan.
Queen, you didn't like either.
Yeah, it's like I'm not a fan of the music, so I don't feel the need to go.
Gotcha.
Like it's just.
For you, like 8 Mile would be a movie you'd see.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Out of Compton.
I see both of them.
All right, so we relate to that music we grew up with.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't. I get that he's an icon, but it's just like it's not something that I relate to.
Right, right. And that's exactly how I feel about
8 Mile.
Yeah,
Straight Outta Compton.
Eminem and you know, like, all those rappers.
Yeah, but 8 Mile wasn't really like, it wasn't like a documentary like Rocket Man. 8 Mile was more scripted, fake.
Right.
It was kind of based off his life, but it was not based off his life.
But not really, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
But that's okay. I mean more the music and the kind of like story that it was
about.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen 8 Mile like 3-4 times.
Really?
Mom, yeah. Anytime it's on TV and I'm cleaning, I'm like, oh yeah, 8 Mile's on. I still can't believe Brittany Murphy's dead.
Brittany Murphy's dead? Is dead when?
She died years ago.
Oh, is that that?
She played his girlfriend in that movie.
I don't remember that, but I remember Brittany Murphy. She was a blonde, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me bring it up. What do I remember her from?
Oh, man. It's she been was like, in a, yeah. In so how many years has it been? Yeah, she's been in so many movies. She's been Just Married with Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
Uptown Girls. Clueless.
Really?
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy. Yeah, that's the face I remember.
What age did she die?
First it says, let's see, November, 2009. No, that's when she was active. Hold on, let me just.
It should be like at the very top.
2009, dude. December 20th, 2009.
Damn, so, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, so she was like, according to my math, 32 years old.
So young.
Yeah. So how did she die? Do we know?
I think it was like a drug overdose. Drug, or something.
Drug, yeah, intoxication.
Yeah.
And pneumonia. Wow.
And pneumonia.
Yeah.
So that probably didn't help. No. And then she was married and he died like a week later.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was something crazy like that. Like she was married and her husband passed away like almost immediately after her.
Is it Simon Munjak or Munyak or something?
I think so.
Because it says, how did Simon Munjak and Brittany die?
Yeah.
So maybe that was her last name.
I don't think she changed her last name.
His cause of death. Acute pneumonia and severe anemia. So they probably
both died of pneumonia?
Yeah, probably.
That's crazy.
I know.
Very bizarre. Yeah.
But you're right. 8 Mile, Uptown Girls, Clueless. Uh-huh. All right. So that's
I've seen pretty much every movie she's been in.
Wow.
Yeah. So when she died, I was like shocked. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I know. Wow. I totally forgot about that. Well, because it was movies I didn't really see. I did see Clueless.
She had like a cute smile. Yeah. Like she was cute and everything that she was in.
Right. I think maybe I saw her on TV too. Was she on TV?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I don't know if I ever watched her in a TV show, but.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Tragic.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Star Wars. Did we talk about Star Wars? We just did, right? No, I talked about it with my daughter.
I don't know. Yeah. I think we talked about Star Wars. We did, right? Yeah.
So the wait is about 3 hours, I think.
For what?
To get into the, in Disneyland, to get into the Star
Wars.
Yeah,
we talked. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but they're saying it's a lot of fun and all that. Maybe it's not that bad to actually go and wait in line. Cause
no, thanks.
It's one in a lifetime experience, you know? It's unbelievable.
No, thank
and they let you.
You
be there for 4 hours, man. You explore a lot of stuff. I don't know. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I wouldn't mind going there because you're immersed in it. You go inside, you actually get to fly the spaceship and everything. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. Don't give me a bored look. What the fuck, man? I deviate a little bit from your train of thought and I lose you.
Yeah. No, especially if I'm tired, I'm like, see ya.
Oh, well.
And I don't care about Star Wars, nor am I going to that park ever, so I'm just checked out of that conversation.
Yeah. Have you been to Disneyland, though?
Nope.
You don't like it?
I'm not like a rides person. Yeah. I might go like on a date one time, just take pictures with like the Disney characters.
Yeah, that's for the rides, yeah.
No, and I don't want to take the rides. I don't do rides.
Right.
I don't trust them. Roller coasters freak me out. I don't get the point. Like,
but those rides like really for
little
kids.
Nope, don't care.
No?
Nope. Not my thing.
You don't get on Dumbo or something?
No. And
what about this little boat that goes inside Small World?
Nope.
It's a small world.
Nope. Not going on any ride.
Oh, God. You don't know what you're missing.
I'm not missing much. Disney. My life will be good with or without the rides.
Have you seen Aladdin yet?
Yes. Hello. We already talked about
this. We did talk about you.
Yeah. What's up with your memory?
Well, you know what's up with my memory. I mean, I'm the first one to say it's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
That's one thing about smoking weed. It finally catches up.
Can you bring me a joint tomorrow?
If you remind me, I'll be happy to.
You don't have any joints on you right now, right?
Well, I'm not admitting what I have and what I don't have.
Can I have it if you do?
Why?
I need to smoke today. I really do. Before I do the radio show today, I really want to smoke and I don't want to pay for it.
Don't want to pay for
I
it.
I don't. It's expensive.
Like, but then it turns out I pay for it.
Yeah, so?
Okay.
It's be my birthday gift.
Exactly. No, the thing is that you're in a position where you can expect everything.
Yeah.
So you expect
exactly.
It. Yeah, I would never sell it to you. I mean, I'm just kidding, but still.
I just want like a little pre-roll joint.
Yeah, well, yeah. You'll have one.
You have one today?
Well, we'll see, maybe.
Oh my God, that would be fantastic.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Because if I go to Mad Men and I go and I get like those little low smoke packs, okay? Right. It's like $90.
No. You
yes.
Can, listen, get an 8.
Okay, no, I don't want to roll my own. I'm talking about the pre-roll ones. Yeah, and you get so the one that looks like this. You got a pack of cigarettes, but it's all pre-rolls.
Right. How many do you have in there?
I think it's 8.
8 for $90. Yeah, so get one that has maybe 3 or 4. They have smaller ones.
Let's see. I'm going to go to Mad Men.
You also don't need the big joint. You can get like half a joint kind of thing. The short or Mad
Men,
right?
Down the store from my house. So let's see. Mad Men
is probably expensive, though.
But Higher Path is fucking expensive.
Yeah, don't go to Higher Path ever. No, I have a place that I pay half of what you probably pay. It's not you, but people in general, I mean. Because you don't pay for weed.
I
good do I ever.
I was good when fucking I was dating someone who was in the weed business. I got all that shit for free.
Really?
All the time. It was just like anytime I saw him, it was just like a whole bag of pre-rolls.
Wow.
Now it's like, oh, I don't want to pay for that. I was spoiled.
Yeah, exactly. No, I often thought about it. And women should not have to be in dispensaries buying weed. Okay? It's not expensive. You can, women always get weed. And so when I see one getting it at the dispensary, I figure, okay, either she really is serious about this and she needs a lot.
Right.
Or she's not connected with anybody, with any guys.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Because it's so easy to get now.
I'm like looking right now. I'm like,
But look, if you're in the mood for that, I know what it's like to really want a joint and not have one. From a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man?
No, because I'm telling you, it used to be like when we'd get it from dealers, you know?
Okay.
Like you call up your dealer, you go, hey, I need, you know, an ounce, half an ounce, whatever.
Yeah.
You meet him in the fucking alleyways.
Okay, and, yeah. I wouldn't be doing that.
No, you don't know what you're getting. You don't know who you're dealing with. And you're always at his whim. And whenever and he's hard to reach. So you're like dying to smoke and you have to fucking wait until this guy makes himself available.
$45 for a pack of 5.
Yeah, that's probably an 8.
One pre-roll is $15.
Wow,
that's crazy. Would you smoke in one day?
That's a lot, man.
I'm like $15
one day. That's one smoke for me.
It's like
one session.
One pre-roll, $25.
No. You see, that's the top shelf stuff, like the really expensive one. Wow. But I'll send you to a couple places, you know. But you don't need to. I can get you some. What the hell? Yeah.
That's depressing.
What is?
The prices on that weed. Somebody give me weed for free.
Okay, so look, whatever they sell for 45, which is an 8, right?
No, it's a pack of 5. Pre-roll.
Okay, that's worth an 8 because they're not going to give you more than what you can roll from it if you buy just the
flower. I think $45 is a lot.
Okay,
damn,
so
near
what
50
I'm saying,
bucks. It's an oil change.
But can we talk about instead of like the, you know, the let's talk about how many you have in there, okay? So wait a minute, 45 and you get 5. So that's $8 each.
That's actually not bad.
That's about right.
Yeah, that's really not bad. $8 for one pre-roll.
Is that like the really long pre-roll?
No, they're
short
like joints.
One? They're short.
Yeah. With like the white paper.
No, I understand, but they're
and
shorter.
The little thing at the end that you put your mouth on.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot, actually.
Yeah.
8. Because for something like that, you'd have to pay 4 because it's about half of what the real, like a long one, you know?
Yeah, they're not long.
Yeah, no. No, but at any rate, you know, what I'm saying is an 8 over there would probably be between $45 and $60. And that's not a lot, an 8, you know? It only lasts you like, well, me, it lasts a day, but with somebody else. Ugh. So imagine.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pay $45 to $60. I have a place where on
you
the
have
weekend.
You have your medical, though, right?
Yeah, but
that's
it's still
different.
Yeah, so you save on the tax.
Yeah.
But even besides that, I go, and on the weekend, they give you the same amount
right
for $20. and good stuff too. So I'm paying, you know. So whereas I would pay, okay, let's say it's $50 for an 8 at MedMen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 50 times 8 is $400 for an ounce.
Okay.
Okay, $400 for an ounce if it's $50 an 8.
Okay.
I would pay for that same ounce $160.
That's wild.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
$160 so for something that's worth $400 ain't bad, right? My friend.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody rips you off. And plus, today you have to pay tax when you buy recreational. It's much more worth it. Go spend $30, $50.
It's so fucking cool. You can just go into a weed shop now. Right? Like, yo, let me get this pack of smokes.
Right.
It's just like,
that's
what?
How I like dreamed when I was a kid. When I was young and I started smoking. It
I think
was
you
got to so
be
scary.
At least 21 though, right?
Yeah.
You can't just like roll up there being 16 and say, let me get some weed.
Yeah. But it was scary during my time because, I mean, they would put you in jail for that shit, you know?
My God, my head is pounding, dude.
Really?
Yeah, out of nowhere. I don't know what's going on with me.
All right.
I've been drinking these energy drinks.
Huh?
I've been drinking these energy drinks, you know, the ones I bring in. I think that's what's giving me headaches.
Probably. Why do you do that?
I'm going to give it up.
Yeah.
I'm not getting them anymore. And I've noticed, like, I only get these headaches a day after I drank one or two of them.
Yeah, then don't do it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know
what's... Maybe too much caffeine.
Yeah. Does too much caffeine give you a headache?
No, it's not supposed to. Yeah, that's what I'm like. Maybe it does for you.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it does. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of energy being released with that coffee. Caffeine, whatever. Well, we'll wrap up in a couple of minutes. We only have about, really, 8 minutes left.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. We'll thug it out.
At any rate, so iTunes is being folded by Apple, and they're going to break it up to music, TV, and podcasts. So
which is what it's doing now anyway.
On the iPhone.
Yeah, that's what it does now anyway.
Right, but now it's going to do on the Mac as well, you know, and all the Apple products.
Oh, yeah. Which makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, because, and I always
and
hated
Apple
it.
And Apple podcasts are free, people. People are like, I don't want to get it, you have to pay. I'm like, you don't pay for any podcast.
No.
I wish you did, so we can make fucking money.
Right.
What the hell?
I know.
Sucks.
I know.
We should be able to charge like $1 per episode. Like, they should allow people to be able to make money off their fucking platform.
Right, but they're not, yeah. Maybe they will eventually. I don't know. Apple is, iTunes is pretty shitty. They don't give you stats. They don't give you anything, you know? You don't know what the hell
is
going on.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's like.
And based on what do they put you on New and Newsworthy, for example?
Right.
It's all bullshit, man. And you get lost there in millions of friggin' podcasts. There's a million of them.
A million.
Right?
A million.
And people talk about shit, you know?
Yeah. Someone posted the other day on Twitter. It was like, hey, guys, it's okay not to have a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And just imagine, you have to understand something. When we started this, the word didn't even exist yet.
Now it does. Now it's like everyone has one. But there's like some really good ones.
Yeah.
Like I listened to Basement Yard.
You ever heard the thing. What is that? Like
it's two men.
Two men.
They're like just friends and they just shoot the shit.
Right.
Like about random shit.
Right.
But they are so fucking funny together. I'm like, okay, this is great. Yeah. You know? Then other podcasts, I give it like one episode and if it doesn't catch my attention, I'm like, nope.
I mean, not even 2 minutes, I know exactly if I want to listen to it. You know?
Right.
People have no fucking clue.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm proud of what we do here, man. I've always done it professionally. 11 year experience. And now what we do live and people record at home, well, the recording stuff is on-demand stuff, but we do live shit too.
Right.
And that's the thing, is podcast is not about being live. And many shows here get so much interaction. It's unbelievable, you know. Some shows, there was a show or two that were okay as far as listenership. Then we put them on Facebook Live and
it all depends. People like for instance, sometimes our episodes will be really low for the audio and then I post it on YouTube and it's like 10,000 views on the video.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, the video works, you know.
Because people like to watch you speak.
Right.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people can hear us right now, but they don't know the face expressions we're making.
Right.
And sometimes the face expression makes exactly what you're saying better. Right. But
let me ask you this. Would you watch a show for an hour? Just watch the video? How many people would do that? You know, I mean, I probably would rather watch it than
listen to it. But then I'm like, okay, well, sometimes I don't want to listen to music.
Right.
And it's great to listen to audio.
That's what I'm saying. No, but even if you watch the video,
right?
Don't you think after a few minutes you'd probably be doing something else while you listen to it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you might as well just listen to the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, the video is only important in reaching people.
Yeah, to spread the word more.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, to share.
And I try to do it strategically. Like, I won't post the video till maybe like 6 days after the audio has come out.
Yeah.
Like, we'll record tonight.
And that's true. And that makes him like curious to see what it looked like.
Yeah. And if it's like we had a former bad girl last week on the show, mm-hmm. and the downloads were crazy because people didn't want to wait for the audio, the visual.
Yeah.
They're like, I want to listen to this fucking right now. Because nice. People are obsessed with Bad Girls Club, you know?
Yeah.
And I uploaded the video yesterday and it's already at like 8,000 views in a day.
Yeah.
But it all depends, because if it's just me and Camilla, we'll get like maybe 4,000, 5,000 views on a video. When we have a guest, it's like way more.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how you do on Facebook Live.
I don't do Facebook, so I don't know. I don't
use
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. You don't have the account.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. You could start it overnight.
Yeah, I don't want to, though.
It's a very effective platform.
I know. Everyone says that, but I'm not doing it.
Okay. That's fine. But it's funny to me that I still stay friends with whoever pretends to be you on there. And they even post bizarre shit that you supposedly say. And it gets like fucking likes and everything. I really think people think it's you. How can they not think it's you?
Because it's not me, people.
But
it's
they don't
so
know that.
So creepy. Who has the time to do that?
I'm telling you.
Like, it's just, how do you pretend to be someone? Like, how weird and how low of confidence must you have to sit behind a computer screen and update it daily pretending to be someone else?
Right.
That
just
is
to see
fucking
the views or
weird.
Something? Yeah.
Weird.
I know.
And like probably DMing people,
yeah.
writing people.
But you know what? It actually makes sense. If they started getting a lot of following because of you, then they could start selling shit.
So
too,
creepy.
You know? I know.
So creepy.
I know, man. But it's unbelievable. I mean, all that time until you told me you're not on there.
Right.
People were saying to me, oh, yeah, I see her on Facebook, you know, like listeners or guests and stuff, you know,
right,
that were
right.
asking.
Yeah.
And then you tell me it's not even you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there. I just kept it because I want to see how far they go with that.
Right.
I don't really check it out, but sometimes it just comes on my feed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, a couple more things. What did I want to talk about today that I never write down? we were talking about TV. And I started watching the show. I don't know where I found it, but you know what? It's like almost every fucking show that ever existed you can find like on Prime or Netflix
yep.
or one of those,
yeah.
you know?
Yep.
I mean, I found a series that I watched when I was really young, probably 10 years old or something.
Right.
And I didn't even know I didn't understand what it was about. I just remember there was like big, like balloons
yeah.
that would go and they would catch the people
yeah.
and then the people couldn't escape wherever they were. And I remember that. So it was called The Prisoner. And I saw it yesterday and I thought, wow, so this is what it was about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool though, because it takes you back in time
yeah.
when you watch something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know you're out of here already. I mean, I can see you totally checked out.
No, I'm not.
No, because of your headache. You said that you...
Yeah, but I'm not checked out.
You're not checked out?
No.
I can tell by your body language.
No, I mean, my head hurts, but I'm still here.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
still
good.
Checked in. Yeah.
Okay.
My head hurts, but I can thug it out.
Did the game Jeopardy ever appeal to you? Interest you?
No,
but
that's
you know,
like an old school
and
thing.
It's, exactly. But it's for very smart people.
Yeah, I'm not that smart, so.
I thought maybe
like, if you asked me something about, like, 1959, like, right. I'm not going to have a fucking clue.
No, you wouldn't do well in Jeopardy.
No, not at all.
I thought I would, but
I wouldn't even do good in trivia.
Yeah.
Like, I did it at TGIF's once, and I was like, this is hard.
Yeah.
I don't know none of these answers.
I know.
People, like, study that shit, though, like, weirdos.
They do.
They, like, have to
For
be
the
best
show.
Trivia player
right.
at the party. I'm like,
oh,
really?
Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Come on.
Wow, that's funny. But this guy's fucking made $2 million already, man.
That's wild.
Over a 32-game streak. And then he finally lost. He finally lost yesterday. Yeah, so by this woman. And it's not because he answered wrong. It's just, I guess, the way they bet in the end. she beat him.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
But can you imagine? I mean, he got so... It doesn't matter because now he's going to make so much more money from probably being like in ads and, you know, like commercials all that kind of stuff. Because he's going to be known. I mean, the former champions became very famous. I mean, they'd write about him all the time.
It's cool to know, like, facts.
Exactly. People are
only if you're making money, though. Like, if you're not making money off of it, like, who cares?
Yeah, no, you know? That's true.
It's like, if you're not
No, but I mean, no. I know things because I love to learn things, you know? And people are interested in that. Maybe it's hard for you to comprehend that somebody would be amazed about, like, science and history and shit
like that.
No, it
doesn't, like, it doesn't amaze me. I'm just, it's, I'm not the same type of person. But I don't judge people that are into that, you know? It's like, do you. Do what makes you happy, boo. If you want to learn about the ocean, you go ahead and do it.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not bothering anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But, God, man, I would have... You see, it's not only the money, but the fact is that you get the recognition is like, I'm really fucking smart. Yeah. You know?
Maybe I'm still hungover from 2 days ago.
You are?
No, like I got really fucked up on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm still hungover from that.
Yeah, maybe you
Maybe I'm not just like fully recovered from it.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're not.
I made out with the guy that I've had a crush on for like 2 years, literally.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, is this happening?
So you're getting close to all these guys you like.
It's weird. It's all happening at once,
but
too.
It's not weird because you're making it happen, no?
Well, the thing is, my friend flew in. My friend texted me on Friday night, and she's like, let's link tomorrow. She doesn't live here. I go, you're like in L.A.? She says, yeah, some guy flew me out. I'm like, all right. So she came over. We chilled. Then we're like, let's go out.
Right.
So we went to Catch, and when we were at Catch, well, we shared a whole bottle of wine before we went to Catch. And we started drinking at like 4.
Yeah.
So we went to Catch at like 5:30. We get there, we get a table, we drank 2 more glasses of wine. So I'm already at like glass 4. So then she's like, oh, the guy that flew me out is going to meet us here. I'm like, okay, cool. So he meets us there and I know him. So really? I'm like giggling. I'm like, this is awkward. You know, because he like tried to hit up me at one point. But
you know him or you recognize
him? No, I know him.
You know him?
Yeah, like we've... like talked on the phone, FaceTimed, and he like tried to get at me at one point, but I had a crush on his friend. But his friend is the only guy in my life who has ever turned me down.
Really?
So I was drunk, and we were all going back to my apartment. I go, can you call him and tell him to meet me to come too? I don't want to be hanging out with just you two.
Right.
But he didn't answer, so I was like, whatever. And when I got back to the apartment, I realized how fucked up I was. I was like, I am fucked up, guys. You can lay on my bed. They were like cuddling on my bed. My bed's big enough for like 5 people. So I'm like, I'm getting in the shower. So I go in the shower with the shower cap on. I'm in there for like an hour.
Wow.
Fucked up. So then I look over and there's someone standing in my bathroom, but it's a guy. And I think it's her friend that she's with. I go, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So I open the shower door and it's my crush.
Really?
Yeah. So I rip my shower cap off. I'm like trying to be sexy.
Are you serious? And you're naked?
Naked, yeah. And I don't even acknowledge that I'm naked. So he hands me a towel. He's like, put your towel on. And I go, what are you doing here? Smiling ear to ear because I've had the biggest crush on him for like the longest time.
Right. Well, yeah. What are you doing in the bathroom when I'm taking a shower?
Yeah. Well, I don't care about that because I've been trying to sleep with you forever. You're eventually going to
see me. No, but wait a minute. This is pretty fucking, you know, it's ballsy. Who does that? Who walks in on a woman that's taking a shower?
So he stays for like an hour and a half, but he's like, I got to go to a party soon. I got to meet my friends. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, so can we like have like, can we like be hookup buddies? Because that's like all I want from him. I don't want to date him or anything. Mm-hmm. And he's like playing the hard to get game, and he like asks if he's still the only guy that's ever turned me down. I think he like gets a high off of it or
probably.
Something. So I walk him to his
How
car.
How does he know? Because you told him.
I told him, yeah. And he is. He's the only guy that I've ever like went for that wasn't like, no. That was like, no. Right. I've always at least gotten a guy for one time at least. I've never had somebody be like, no. So I'm like, I walk him to the car.
You must be getting too much pussy this time.
Yeah, though, and he's really attractive. So I walk him to the car. Mind you, this is how drunk I am. I'm in an oversized t-shirt, no panties, no shoes.
Wow.
That's how drunk I was. So I walk him to the car and I go, well, if you're going to leave, can I at least get a kiss? Can I get something out of this night?
Good.
So he like puts his lips out like he's joking, like the duck lips, but I go in for like a passionate kiss. I grab the side of his face.
Wow.
So he like kisses me like some goddamn music video kiss.
Really?
Yeah. And then we kiss like 4 or 5 times and he's like, all right, bye. I go, well, do you want my number? And he goes, no. I'm like, this motherfucker.
You're fucking desperate. You got to stop this. You look desperate.
No, I think it's fun.
Okay.
Well, I find it fun. Yeah, yeah. He makes me, now he makes me more interested in him.
Yeah, I know. I bet.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Play hard to get.
Yeah, because I was like, you want my number so you can call me whenever you want to come over? And he had this big smile on his face and he just said, no. I was like, this
motherfucker. What a motherfucker. All right. On that note, folks, we're totally over time.
Oh shit, yeah, we are.
Yeah, well, thank you, Danny. I hope you feel better tomorrow.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.